OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello! Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Minty, and with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. B Features.
Hello, internet.
And then there's Miller.
Beep you!
Beep you!
Wow, that's the monster talking. That's what that is.
Monster number three. Yeah.
We are way too caffeinated. It is way too late at
night.
You
are definitely on some macho man stuff.
Yeah.
Never do a Slim Jim.
Let me tell you some Mean Gene. It's cream. It always rises to the top.
Hey, freak show. Yeah. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Bonesaw's ready.
Bonesaw's ready. Wow, we are so derailed.
Snap into it.
That was good. I'm glad that happened.
Can we all do an episode just for Macho Man? I'm sorry.
No.
It would be nice.
We just all do the show. Well, Feach did the whole show as the movie voice that one time.
I love that we acted like we didn't stop recording. Like, this feels like we just continued recording from the Wednesday show, and we literally just didn't stop. Hi, welcome to the Saturday show, if you're new around here.
It's where we do a topic show.
Not the what?
New news.
There we go.
New news?
The new news.
The new news.
Hold on, one, two, three, here we go. One, two, three.
New news.
Ooh, I heard a D in there.
It's Feature.
I heard a D.
Features loves the D. It's the new news.
We are entirely too turned up right now.
Oh yeah.
He does though. All right. So let's talk about what happened over the weekend.
First off, before we talk about what's happened, let's thank all of the crew from Reed Pop for giving us a great experience this weekend. Little round of applause.
Yeah. All right, Reed. All right, Reed.
They took care of us. Some of the nicest guys that I've ever dealt with in any con.
Well, okay. So let's just be upfront with the timing here.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're listening to this on Saturday, it's been a week since Keystone Comic Con's been over.
Yes.
But it has only been a day for us.
Yes.
So it is Monday for us. And as if you've longtime Firesiders know, we record both shows on Monday, which why is there such a weird gap sometimes with news, things like that. Since all news comes out on Tuesday, those bastards. But that's the reason why we wanted to go ahead and make sure we talked about our experiences at Keystone Comic Con last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about it, John.
No, we're done, oh. Gents.
New voices.
We've moved on.
All right.
But yeah, that's...
voice?
Who?
Nothing. Okay. All right, sorry.
No, when you're ready.
We're ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Sure.
So that's going to be the topic today, is Keystone Comic Con, our experiences, what happened, how interesting Keystone was, because it was very unique to other cons that we've visited. So that's essentially what we wanted to talk about today. So Maurer, see as how you are our resident con guy.
Con Maurer.
In many, many ways.
Would you say con man?
You are absolutely a con man.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Okay, let's a little bit more behind the curtain. Maurer has been doing cons way longer than Features and I have. Features and I have been going to cons as fans, but Maurer had the interesting experience of working with CJ Drayden on a lot of his con visits growing up, right?
Yeah.
So Maurer has a very unique take on the con world, and he also knows how to set it up properly, how to make sure things run the way they should, how to really do a booth well. So that's why Maurer tends to be the go-to person when it comes to conventions for us.
Yep. If you ever stop by the booth and I'm not there.
Or he's shaking and shivering in a corner somewhere because he's like a little steam pot. He's so mad that his face is a nice cherry red because Features did something.
Or Baby Huey.
It's true.
But yeah, so the day-to-day stuff there, and I like it. I really do enjoy the behind the scenes and seeing how it goes up and working with all the other vendors and
cosplayers.
The guests, the cosplayers.
Yes.
And I have to say, We've done a lot. We've worked with different people at cons. I enjoyed everything about that process of this con. It was clean. The signage was amazing. You know, the entry points were great. And it had lots of cool stuff. When I found out that House of Hardcore, the wrestling, was going to be there, I almost lost my shit.
Well, so for those who are not East Coasters and who aren't sure what we're talking about, just a little bit of history here. Repop is known for their biggest accomplishment is New York Comic Con. I believe they
So they do Emerald City Con in Seattle.
Yeah,
Seattle. They do C2E2. They have some overseas. They've got one in Europe, and they just did one in Africa, they announced.
But their biggest, hands down, is New York Comic Con. And New York Comic Con, for a while, was overtaking San Diego Comic Con. It looks like that switched back recently. But for a while there, it was like New York Comic Con, that's the new end-all be-all. Remember Marvel and DC were like, we're not doing San Diego this year. We're only doing New York. It seems like it's gone back, but still, being number two, right? Pepsi to Coke, still a huge deal, you know? So this was the first time that Reed was coming to Philadelphia with Keystone Comic Con, and it was their first year.
Yeah, and they had tried Atlantic City for 2 years. It didn't quite work out, and it turns out the reason why they wanted to come to Philadelphia is we are the sixth largest market for comic books and graphic novels.
Hmm.
So out of every other city in the country, the people of Philadelphia are in the top 10 of people that purchase that kind of stuff. So what better than to have another convention here?
Give yourself a pat on the back, Philly.
And we've only ever had Wizard World. And, I mean, look, I enjoy Wizard World for what it is, but I don't think we're the first to ever say that Wizard World can be a little hard to deal with, a little hard to work.
Yeah.
A little hard to work with, being political here with the way I word this. So it was very interesting now moving in the direction of Reed Pop, working with Reed, getting ourselves established, getting ourselves set up. It was a very different experience for us. And that's kind of what we wanted to talk about, which is the con life, which is something that you don't hear a lot in comic media. Like, cons are a huge part of comic book fandom,
mm-hmm.
and it's not something that's talked about often.
No, and especially all the work that goes into it for you to go and see a fan or buy something there or an exclusive. We do exclusive prints. You know, just the work that goes into that, people don't always realize what's going into that and all the different things that have to go behind the scenes for us to enjoy a con. And as a fan, this con was designed with fans in mind.
I will say that if we didn't have a booth and we just got to experience the con, is arguably the best con I've ever been to.
Yeah, super satisfiable as a fan.
It was, I mean, fan service-wise, you'd walk up to anything you want, anything. It was the few moments that we got to branch and walk away from the booth and just enjoy this experience of the con, because I don't know about you guys, but cons are like, it's like Christmas. You know what I mean? It's like a birthday. It's a celebration. It's something that, like, I look forward to every year. And having a second one right around the corner from Wizard World was such a big deal. It's really nice for us. But this one was so nice because it was low key. It was laid back. It was calm.
This is the first con probably in 7 to 10 years that I got to walk the floor and enjoy.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, this is the first time you weren't like overly angry.
Yeah.
But normally I'm at the booth. I don't leave. I don't eat. I don't drink.
And he's really nice to you fine folk.
But not to us.
But to those that work that table. Whoo, man. Mel, we just, yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir. Please don't stab me, sir.
But this con, I got to walk around.
We had a much larger team until our first con. Only the strong survived.
That is true. Sorry.
He's like he's Apocalypse of conventions.
You are my
from their ashes, we will build a better one.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. This was a first year con.
It was a first year con.
Definitely was.
If you've ever been to a first year con, there is learning curves in marketing, in attendance, in layout, in guests, in what that city wants. And they did some really, really great things for this con. Targeted media, you know, I got to see all kinds of really cool ads that got me excited for it because I'm the demographic they were looking at. We had Frank Miller in the building. We had Robert Paulson.
Dude, his name is Robert Paulson.
In death, we have a name.
His name was Robert Paulson.
That's a fire. That's a Fight Club reference, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Yeah. But be honest with you, it wasn't just the artists. It wasn't Artist Alley that really was the draw. Look, don't get me wrong.
Artist Alley.
Scott Snyder was there.
Yeah. Capullo.
Yep.
Frank Capullo.
Frank Capullo was there.
J. Scott Campbell.
Oh, J. Scott Campbell. He wasn't part of Artist Alley. And that was the coolest booth I've ever seen.
He wasn't there. His booth was there. He was on his honeymoon.
Sure, but that booth, though.
Yeah. Still.
Like, and you know, this is how you know your vendors, when you're like, dude, that guy's booth. So sick.
Did you see how clean it was?
Did you see it from the back?
Yeah, like flat screen TVs against the cage. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
His fold-out chairs had pads.
Our fold-out chairs aren't padded.
Our fold-out chairs were broken. The con itself was unique because as Maurer mentioned earlier, they had a wrestling ring. That was very new.
Yeah.
They had wrestling matches going on every 2 hours.
They did.
We even had, our featured artist this year, if you're new to Fireside, we usually have a featured artist at all of our cons. One of our hometown favorites has been the Corpse Crew.
Yeah.
From the Living Corpse.
Shout out Buzz, Ken.
And
Blairs.
The Blairs. One of the Blairs who is
Corpsey.
Who's Corpsey, goes around as the Living Corpse. If you've never read that book, Living Corpse Relics, it's incredible.
Yes.
Check it out. But him and I went over to watch a wrestling match. And if you know me, you know that's pretty wild that I sat and watched a wrestling match.
You watched wrestling?
Because we got Corpsey to give his axe into the match.
Wow.
So Corpsey hands his, I don't know who the guy was. Everybody else around me was like, is that really Tom so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. I don't know if it was. Sorry if I lied to you.
It was Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, it was Tommy Dreamer?
Yeah.
He was there?
Yeah.
Wow.
The ECW legend and proprietor of House of Hardcore.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Well, he took the axe from Corpsey and used it in the fight.
So for those of you that aren't wrestling fans, ECW was a Philadelphia-based wrestling out of South Philly Bingo Hall. And one of the things that they became famous for is people handed the wrestlers weapons during the matches.
Yeah.
So you would bring a weapon when you went there and in hopes that they would grab it and use it.
Unless
so,
you were New Jack.
They used Corpsey's axe and it was awesome. It was awesome. There was a couple. There was a lot of fun moments. The cosplay at this con was great. Mm. I mean, we saw a lot of like pasty white legs that we all didn't want to see, like Plastic Man.
Oh yeah,
Plastic Man. If you're listening,
definitely did not need to see those.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Put some stockings on, maybe.
And there's also, who's the dude from Futurama?
Oh, wait.
He doesn't wear pants. He was walking around smiling at everybody, and I'm like, I thought he had like thigh high boots on. No, those were his legs. It was gross.
Making eye contact while
he did,
while
and
not
it was
making
like,
pants.
I don't. Please walk away.
I didn't see that guy.
Yeah, it was rough. But there was some incredible cosplay. There was this dude dressed up as Ghost Rider that was incredible.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And the Ghost Rider female that had the long orange and red wig.
Oh, she was like a country singer?
Yeah. Looked phenomenal. So
Zap Brannigan. That's his name.
Oh, and there was a, was it, is her IG name was a Butcher Babs. She was the Colossus.
Oh, Butcher Babs. Yeah, her Colossus. That was incredible. Awesome. It was absolutely incredible. She was also very nice by going on to some of our social media feeds. And I a lot of times I'll take a picture of a cosplayer and they walk away before I get a chance to ask any questions. So I didn't get like what their tags are or how to like. So she would go into my post and go, that was so-and-so. Perfect. Thank you. So Babs, if you're listening to, I appreciate you.
Yeah, Babs, that costume. We all saw her walk by far away and we're like, did you see that Colossus?
Yeah.
And luckily
it was a dope
she
costume.
Had come back.
Those pictures, by the way, they are on our Instagram at Welcome to Fireside. They're also on our Facebook at Welcome to Fireside.
Word. But we had our cosplayers with us too. First time ever at our booth, we had, I'm gonna say, our resident Deadpool. Well, even though this is his first year with us, I feel like we've adopted him years now.
He killed it.
Yeah,
he
always
was great. Jason
always.
Jason Lowndes, his Deadpool costume is amazing.
He's probably got the best Deadpool costume.
When
I've ever
we
seen.
Did so if you've been listening, we had a really great interview with Fabian. We're gonna butcher his last name again.
Nicieza.
We're gonna go with that.
That's what it is.
Fabian Nicieza from.
Listen, if you listen to the interview, he makes me pronounce it.
Anyway, so he is one of the creators of Deadpool. Mm-hmm. He's the writer, and he was amazing. But Jason, as Deadpool, was behind the two of them as they were doing the interview. When we get the video together, we'll play it. But he is just pantomiming everything that they're saying, and I lost it. I was laughing. So he was doing it so well that he actually, as Deadpool, annoyed the creator of Deadpool so much so that in the middle of the interview, he got ripped apart by the creator of Deadpool.
Ouch.
It was so funny.
Yeah, he did. And we had Veronica Ray with us for 2 days, who was amazing.
Yes.
Had so many fans stopping by the booth.
Shout out to her.
She switched twice. So she did. So
3 different costumes over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. The one day she was Luigi and Lady Deadpool.
And she was a Sith Lord on another day.
Mm-hmm. On the first day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a good con. When you walked around their artist alley.
I love that artist alley.
We're going to give Reed Pop their due because nobody else does what they do in artist alley. To be an artist alley, guess what the requirement is?
To be an artist.
Or a writer.
Artist or writer, you have to be a creator of a comic book.
Yeah. You don't. Okay, so for Wizard World comic goers, because maybe you only have a Wizard World near you, their artist alley is a little BS in my opinion, because when you're going through, you've got like, you know,
pillow crafters and
yeah.
Yeah, so it'll go comic creator, pillow maker, comic creator, you know, button
wax figurine.
Maker. Right. It's like, wait, no. I'm cool with hawking other stuff. Like, I'm cool with you coming, getting a booth and selling what you want to sell. But the heart and soul of Comic-Con is Artist Alley. I mean, mm-hmm. it is the backbone of everything. And it just feels like in the Wizard shows, it just gets bastardized. You know what I mean? Like, it's just non-comic related stuff. And it's this weird moment of you talk to like a comic creator. Like we, especially our first couple of years, we talked to so many indie comics because, you know, that was like one of our major points for starting the show is being a soapbox for the indies.
Right.
That when we would talk to them, you'd get that weird moment of the person next to him is like eavesdropping and then trying to like pull you over. It's like, no, I don't want to buy your pot lid. What?
You make
hand
warmers.
Why are you here? Go. You need to be in another area.
You make hand warmers with hero symbols on them.
Look,
you
and
don't
they're
count.
They're wonderfully warm. I'm not saying yeah. anything bad about your product. I'm saying you're in the worst spot ever because all you're doing is making it uncomfortable for me to talk to the people I actually want to talk to. Maybe I'll buy your stupid hat if you were in a different area. Like, there was one person who was selling Zelda hats. That's it. It was your whole booth. You sold Zelda hats. I'm not saying they're bad. They look like Zelda
but
hats.
But you're not, you know,
you're not
Scott Snyder?
No. And you're why not. You're next to Scott Snyder?
Which is highly disrespectful to Scott Snyder.
By the way, Scott Snyder did not have this problem. He was in a thing called like artsketch.com. It was him. It was Greg Capullo.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of different artists. They were also
and
working
writers.
With Frank Miller.
It was, yeah, it was. I don't know who they are, but, I want to reach out to them.
Yeah, they, oof.
They had some talent behind them.
Oh, shout out to the Monster booth.
Oh, Monster.
They fed us Monster just, all weekend.
Just sponsor us. Come on.
Well, I also want to shout out Beer Man.
Oh, Beer Man.
Beer Man has been, he's been a staple for us at these cons.
Just so, for two. Yeah. But so, man, when he showed up at this one, we were all like, no way. It's the hero we deserve.
If you're ever in the Philadelphia area at a Phillies game and your tickets are in front of Citizens Bank Park in the Harry the K's section, mm-hmm. that's Beer Man's section. Cool guy, dreads, bandana.
Yeah.
He normally wears a jersey that says Beer Man on the back. And, you know, it's these little things that make con life cool.
And did anybody else find it easier to find the books that you wanted this year?
So, oh wait, so I just want to say
wow.
something. Right? So you guys know how long I've been like headhunting for Battle Chasers. And I recently told
for
Minty,
anybody unaware, what's Battle Chasers?
Battle Chasers is a book that was done on Image's cliffhanger line, who the artist was, the artist and writer. Creator of the story was Joe Madureira, who is one of my favorite artists in the industry. And this was a really good book that he never finished. It went up to about 9 issues. So I've been looking for them. So I had like the majority of them. I had this really, really long story. But I may have lost or somehow gotten those things thrown away. But what Minty did, and another thing about going on how easy it was to find things, he found the majority of those issues and got them for me. So
well, you found 1 and 2 on your own, right?
Two,
you found two and three. You found one at Wizard.
One at Let Wizard.
You found 2 and 3, and then yeah, and then I got you 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just all of a sudden I was like, I was going through, and I was like, B. All right, Battle Chasers. Like, oh crap. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Jesus. Oh my. Okay. Like the Image Turtle book that I've been looking for a while.
Yeah.
Like it was just, I just saw turtles. Okay, let me go. Oh,
we found Werewolf by Night number 32.
You found multiple Werewolf by Nights number 30. Like you were able to have like a bidding war.
Yeah, but they were $2,600.
And you remember Jesus. Last year they were $575?
It was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
it was about $600 to $900. Yeah, you did get me a Ghost Rider book.
Yeah.
But the fact that we all found the books that we're looking for.
I got first appearance of Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Really happy about that.
And the vendors, like Bill from the shop that you got your book at, they were nice.
They were really nice. Cool.
You know, we had a good time talking to everybody. And I forget the name that the seven collectibles did the little statues out of, like, nuts and bolts that was near us.
Oh, yeah, the recycling. They were very... Oh, it's a shame that we're talking about them and we don't remember their name.
The business card's on the table downstairs, but I don't have it in front of me. I apologize.
Yeah, go ahead. Get a baby Huey. Because I want to shout them out because they were really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were very cool. They were very cool. But there was a lot of crazy moments. I mean, you had what's his name? Oh, that's going to kill me. Batman, voice of our childhood.
Kevin Conroy
jumped up on his table and screamed, "I am Batman."
I thought he said, "I am the Knight" first.
Okay.
He did the whole thing.
Still awesome.
Yeah. He choked out one of our listeners.
He what?
So Jason Maurer, who's one of our listeners, went up, huge Batman fan.
Other Maurer.
Went and got, no relation.
Nicer Maurer.
A Batarang signed.
Preferred Maurer.
And then he posed for a picture, and Kevin Conroy got up and literally, like, was Batman choking him up to pose for the picture. And Jason was like, "Batman really choked me." But, like,
harder, daddy.
But we had the Twisted Tunes that went on that main stage where they had bands.
Dude, and the Twisted Tunes, that's such a cool idea. And I missed it. And I'm so mad. Twisted Tunes is when you get a bunch of voice actors who, you know, voiced our childhood.
Yeah.
They get together and they read a script. Right. So one of the best ones, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the show post, was they got a whole bunch of actors to read Star Wars.
Oh.
And, like, having Bender as Vader is one of the funniest things. he was playing Leia, and he, what did he say? He's like, "Oh, you'll never get away with this, Vader. Look at these boobies."
But they did Rocky since they were in Philadelphia.
Wow.
So Robert Paulson and a bunch of the actors, you know.
Yes, his
Rocky.
Name is Robert Paulson. Yes, we get the joke.
But every time. Shout out to Collectibles 7 Inc. and the owner, Chuck Mason.
Hey. Yeah, very, very cool stuff. And then he quite literally goes to junkyards and just salvages metal and creates awesome little figurines out of them.
And did he say he was from Missouri, or did they came up from Missouri?
Down from D.C.
D.C.
Okay. Up from D.C., that area.
Okay.
So.
Well, and we did our fair share to annoy people. I mean, that's what we do.
Hey, we got an average of what? How many?
Shout out to all the people that we bothered.
We love you. At least we bring donuts.
I do. I try and smooth things over with donuts. Not everybody's swayed by pastries, which is unfortunate because I definitely am.
Yeah.
Boston cream for minty.
Thank you.
Moshko's DJing went over from Moshko Collectibles. He was our music for the weekend. And we had people from all over the con. Talk to, like, Buzz and Ken, like, "Wow, you got a DJ. That was really, really cool." And letting us do that and having that going on, like, it's a cool thing for us to make our booth stand out. And one of the things that, from all these years of doing a con, is there's always somebody out there doing the same thing as you.
Yeah.
There's another podcast. There's another guy selling, you know, fangs, you know, Harsher Jack had.
Oh, Harsher Jack had.
He's got some competition.
Yeah, competition. That guy had lights. That guy had screens.
Well, they both have lights and screens now. They're literally
big
competition for against each other. So,
okay.
So, Harsher Jack moved. They gave him more space. He was allowed to put
Marvel and Valiant, but all right.
But, you know, there's always somebody else doing your shtick.
Yeah.
The thing that separates it is how you present that shtick. And, you know, we try to make the experience as fans as good for the fans as we can. And, you know, with Reed Pop at this show, we really, I think, anybody that did walk by, we got to have that special experience with.
Yeah, I love when people pop by and we just debate stuff.
Yeah.
I had two Last Jedi debates.
Hmm.
I had two Last Jedi.
They better not have liked it, did they?
I don't have a problem with Last Jedi. Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
You like everything.
No, Last Jedi I thought was dope.
We're not doing this.
What?
We're not doing this. Like, the most divisive movie in the world. We're not doing this. We're not falling down this rabbit hole. I'm just saying I enjoy those moments when somebody comes up and they just wanted to talk comics. Like, here. Because at the end of the day, and I hope this comes across in the show, we're fans. Like,
yeah.
Even though we sit and talk about this stuff, and, you know, some people say, like, it gets annoying to talk about the things that you know, like, say this is a job, right?
Right.
Like, what is it? Like, if you make sausage all day, you know, the last thing you're going to want is sausage, you know? Like, what is the quote? Something like that.
Mechanic's car is never fixed.
Sure, you know. Yeah, that kind of stuff. us, on the other hand, no, it's the, we're done recording and new news pops out and all of a sudden we're getting a text from everybody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like to the point I waited in line for 2.5 hours to meet Frank Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fan.
Yeah, definitely.
And as an apology to Frank Miller from Fireside, we may or may not have said some despairing things about him over the past couple years.
He what was. Do you mean we?
I have all the recordings. I can go find every sound clip of you, Vedras.
No, we just for solidarity's sake, we just want. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the nicest man, just kind and gentle. I got to talk to everybody.
Did he hold you?
He did. He held my hand gently.
Really?
But his line took so long is because he took a moment with every single person.
Mm.
So when you went up there to get your thing signed, he said, hi. I got an issue of Sin City signed where it's the lips on the cover with the smoke coming out of it.
Okay.
And he went, wait a minute. And he called his like handler over. He's like, what if I had a line of lipstick called Sin City? And she went, I'd buy that. And there was a girl like at the other end of the scene. She's like, I'd buy a lipstick called Sin City. And he's like, do we have any connections to the makeup world? She's like, I think we can talk to Revlon. He's like, do that. But like started talking.
And Maurer didn't go 10%.
I did. I immediately went, my comic sparked this idea. 10%. And he's like, yeah, the check's in the mail. So, I mean, he joked around. He signed everything. I had a print by Jocko. Jocko's Daredevil print, and he stopped and was like, this is amazing. Turned to his guy, he's like, do we know this artist? So I had Jocko go up. Jocko brought a big painting of Batman, the Dark Knight version, to him, and he signed it.
Frank Miller, for anybody unaware, is best known for his work on Batman, returning him to the dark, brooding Batman that we know and love. I know him best for Daredevil. Man Without Fear is one of the best, if not the best, Daredevil book ever done. Sin City, as we've mentioned before, if you've seen that movie, it's all based on a series of comics, all done by Frank Miller. What's another big one I'm missing? He did Wolverine X-Men with Chris Claremont, right? Yeah. And Wolverine.
Yeah.
What am I missing?
He's just one of the most prolific.
Oh, the Dark Knight 3 Master Race that just came out?
Yeah.
He's just an amazing writer. He created Elektra. Like, he's had a lot of things. And in recent years, you know, people have described him as a curmudgeon. Well, we're going to dispel that rumor.
People, a.k.a. Maurer.
But he was super, super nice. I'm so happy that I have the little bus downstairs signed by him. It's probably now in my top five of possessions that I have.
Yeah, it was a really cool moment. The corpse guys got stuff signed by him. It was good. It was good. In general, like, I didn't get to do a lot of the things I wanted to do, but that's because I don't go to these shows as fans anymore. Like, if I was going as a fan, that office reunion, I'd have been there in a heartbeat. They had all the not the main office folk, right? Jim, Pam, Jim wasn't there. Dwight, Michael, they weren't there, but everybody else, all the extras, I would have been in a heartbeat. I would have been there.
They did have the main cast members from True Blood there as a 10-year reunion. Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer were there. I think they moved Anna Paquin next to Stephen Moore because I don't think her booth was really there, but they're married in real life.
Oh.
So they were next to each other.
Well, they still had the weird celebrities, like the why in the hell are you here celebrities, like Bam Margera.
Well, Philly.
So?
He was he didn't show up the last day.
No, he said it. I was there when he was doing an interview. He said he wasn't coming the last day because he had another con or something. But again, why are you doing the con? Whatever.
It's Bam.
It's the end?
He fell off the wagon again. He needs some money.
Okay. Harsh.
That's the truth.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah. But, you know, he's a good guy.
They tried to, like, they gave him, he was up there answering questions on the stage about, like, comic stuff. Like, where was Superman from? And he was, like, going up against a couple fans. Yeah. I knew that one after they already answered.
He's funny. But they did, that stage was cool. After the one wrestling match that Moshko and I watched, they had like a little kid costume dance off competition thing.
Word.
Where they had over and they had music and they brought some kids up on stage. Like, they made it interactive. There was always something cool for you to do at different areas of the floor. So one of the things you've gone to a con a bunch, if the floor is always packed and everybody's trying to get to the same spot,
mm-hmm.
it's tough. But if you have things going on, okay, fans of The Office might want to see this, so they'll move over here, which gives more room on the sales floor for other people to go in. And then, okay, if you're an animation fan, now you're going to go over here. And they had a good flow.
The feng shui was really nice.
Attendance is going to get to be more. We're going to get more people, you know. They already said next year they're going to be moving it to August. It's going to be in a smaller space, so it doesn't have that cavernous echo to it. But it was a great convention. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and we will be there next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, again, for a first-time show, Reed, kudos.
Kudos.
It was really, it was a good show. It was a good show.
We thank everyone that came and helped us make it a fireside show.
Corpse Crew.
Moshko.
Veronica.
Jason. I mean, everybody, thank you. Baby Huey, thank you. You were there on Sunday. He's like, yeah, whatever.
He's just literally just sitting on his phone. You lazy bastard.
But no.
He's like, I've got nothing to Google.
We will be making probably some surprise appearances up at the New York Comic Con. More details to come.
I'm about to say, you've got the subtlety of a sledgehammer, man.
You don't know where we're going to be.
I think we can't talk about it yet. Mauer. We're done. We can't talk about it yet. Stop. There's very few times I'm going to do this, but we're going to stop the conversation right here. We can't. We're done.
We have 17 panels.
What?
They might be on the corner of the street, and it's just Features and I debating, you know, Earth 2 stuff, but it's a panel.
It's siding for a house.
Black Superman.
Black Superman?
On that note.
And Ben, one, Menti, two, Earth 2!
Is exactly where Black Superman is from.
On that note, Menti, do that thing.
You can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. Social media, welcometofireside.com, at Welcome to Fireside. If you enjoyed this, do us a favor, like, comment, share, rate. It all goes a long way. We appreciate everybody who has, to all of our Firesiders in the Firesiders group. We truly appreciate and love you. The conversations are always a bright point of my day. Thank you for joining us in that chat room. If you haven't been there, if you're not there yet, go ahead and join up, because that's usually where we are. So if you want to talk to us, that's pretty much where we are. Other than that, I'm Menti.
Features.
I'm Mr. Mauer. Don't forget to check us out on the OG Podcast Network. That's OGPodcastNetwork.com or at OG Podcast on social media.
On social media. On social media.
I wanted to give a shout out to Frank Swolo.
Who?
He was
the gym.
Swolo.
He was the Kylo Ren that looked exactly like Adam Driver.
He was good.
Check him out on IG at Frank Swolo. Babs Butcher is at BABS Butcher.
That was the Colossus.
Yes.
She was also the Wasp, which was a dope costume as well. She did her cosplay for Wasp. She also cosplayed somebody else too. On the last day, I don't know who it was, but it was really, really cool with the horns and the blue skin. It was out there.
Blue skin.
It's awesome.
So
you got somebody else for me?
I dropped the cards and they fell under the desk. We'll be tagging more people coming up.
You lazy bastard.
they fell really
They're
far
on the ground
the
and I can't reach my hand down there.
So
something might get me.
I can't move.
If you listen to us and you are a vendor or a podcaster or an artist, reach out to Reed for the next Keystone Comic Con. It is something you don't want to miss, and we're looking forward to having.
Thanks, Quicksilver!
On that note, deuces.
That's the Avengers arcade game, if anyone doesn't get the reference.
Now accepting applications for new hosts.
You said.
Hit me up at Mr. Mauer.
We'll replace you with a better Mauer.